Cape Talk from the continent.
So, Kusabiya, we haven't chatted in quite a while, but we have been following each other on Facebook and looking at everything that happens in terms of Facebook. I picked up something where there was a fantastic story coming out of Rwanda. Good morning to you, Soka, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Zane, and to your listeners.
We have this great story coming out of Rwanda of a satellite being launched, and this will put education in the rural space on quite a very good footing.
Yes. Now, Rwanda is always, you know, hailed for its ICT and the infrastructure and the money that's gone into basically planning out ICT. You know, they are one of the countries that have the fiber optics, that the cables that run under the sea, the undersea cables, and part of the tools that they have for education includes ICT, but, you know, anything is as good as access to it. So they found that access in rural areas is not as great as in the capital city, for example, and hence the satellite launch. And what it then helps to do is to make sure that the programs that they're running in schools are actually accessible to everybody who's part of the education system, and also helps communities in those rural areas have internet access. They have one of the lowest data costs on the continent. You know, so for to have internet speed to run your business, you know, whether you're a formal trader or an informal trader, you need to have a working internet for you to actually function, because even if you're to pay by card system, having a network jam just makes things slower in your life. And Rwanda is one of the countries that's also trying to go paperless, a cashless society, I'm sorry. So, you know, making sure that the electronics work when they should be working is one of those things. And this is why the satellite launched is so great. So for the moment, one school has been is basically piloting it and making sure that they, you know, any sort of gaps that they find when they roll out to other schools, they've ironed those out. They do plan to launch more satellites to make sure that other parts who are not covered within the satellite can also have the same access.
And that, of course, is Soka Sabia chatting to us this morning about a satellite that's being launched in Rwanda. And this particular satellite will sort of bring the internet to the rural areas in Rwanda. And Rwanda has always been in the forefront of technological advancement on the African continent. As you know, they've started at quite a lot of things by using drones in order to, you know, drones in order to get to the situation whereby they sort of mark out farms and mark out areas, and they use drones, and it's been amazing things that's been happening in Rwanda.
Yes, exactly. You know, the drone port, the first drone port in the world is in Rwanda. And this not only, as you just mentioned, with regards to demarcating land, but also services like blood donation. So in places where cars can't reach, this is where drones come in place. So they send through blood, for example, and other medical supplies to rural clinics.
Chatting this morning to Soka Sabia, the editor at Africa.com, and you can read up all those stories on the website at Africa.com. And she joins us every morning at about 10 to 6, telling us about the most fantastic stories coming out of the African continent. This is the yearly breakfast show, about 3 or 4 minutes left, and then Kino Kamis and the team takes over between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock this morning.